Actually, it's been an interest my whole life in terms of reusing materials, deconstruction. It's like, well, always one of those heart-wrenching things when you see a building being taken down and thrown into the dump, and I just think of the history behind that. I mean, I'd like to see more buildings preserved, but if we can't preserve them, we should at least recover the resources, because there was a lot of labor, a lot of effort, and so forth. I think of these trees that were taken down from rough areas in a time when we just didn't have the transportation needs. All that wood being taken down, all the materials being put in these houses, and then what do we end up doing? Throwing them away? It's kind of like we're throwing away all those people's efforts and labor, you know? And even the mined materials, you know, like whether it's, you know, the metals and so forth. I mean, people that go on the ground and dig that stuff up, and we're throwing it away. It's kind of like, it shows a lack of continuity we have with the past and with our future. We've been actually in contact with the land bank for a while about the concept of deconstruction. We did a presentation to the board not too long ago. Also, the whole concept of blighted houses not necessarily being an economic disadvantage, but as a economic opportunity. And that's how we view it. And it's not only just for Syracuse, certainly, but I can see for all the urban areas of this country as see these as resources, not as a liability.